Okay, are we on?
We are on.
Okay, we're both set. Okay, we're going to come back to the discussion we were in the middle of last time, but first I want to go on a bit in the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Where are we? At the end of the skinny lines. Amar Vasi. Uvahora Halech Acharov Yoshua Eretz Yisrael. We know you only bring a par home Devash Al Tzibur if Rov the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, does this Avir B'Shogeg. So what counts as Rov? How do you count Rov the Jews? You only count the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. If Rov them sin, you bring a par home Dover, and if not, not. How do we know? Shenemar Vayashlom of Esa Hiyas Hechag. V'chol Yisraeli mo kehal gadol. That's an important word. That was a kahal milavoch hamas anach mitzrayim. Milavoch hamas anach mitzrayim is the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, exactly which borders of Eretz Yisrael? If you've got a chance to look at Minchas Chinuch, that's all discussion. We're not going to get into it now because I want to discuss in greater depth than Elul. V'fnei Hashem Elokeinu shivas yomim shivas yamim. Arba asar yom michti sivakol Yisraeli mo. Okay, so the extra unnecessary kahal gadol, at the very least, is unnecessary. What does that prove? That only the ones in Eretz Yisrael are called a kahal, the rest are not a kahal. And in Parhelim Dover, you have to add, it says, im meinei ha'idan es savish gaga, v'yas, where's my chumash? There it is. Sorry. Here it is. The Hekrivu HaKahol. It's the Vinelam, that's what it's looking for. Vinelam Dover Meinei HaKahol. Okay, who's the Einei HaKahol? The call is the call in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, here just one Ha'ara. Adi showed me a very... intriguing Sefer Yerayim. The Sefer Yerayim asks the question Simon Lamed, and the Sefer Yerayim at the end, Simon Lamed is the Isser of Mamzer. So what does it say? Lo Yovo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So the Yerayim asks, if so, since in Horios it says that only Yoshe Yisrael called the call to Yish Lishol, called Hechon Siv Kalp to Adaka Krashavcha Amoni Moavi Yumutar Yoshe Chutzlar to Loku Kal. So someone in Chutzlar should be able to marry an Amoni and a Moavi and a Mamzer and etc. etc. because they're not called a Kal. But he's asking, is it really true that Yoshe Chutzlar are not called Kal? I mean, obviously they can't marry Psulei Chitun. The Giris is a little funny here. I'm not sure if there was some third answer that we're missing part of, but there's definitely two clear answers the Urayim gives. His first answer is that by all those it says lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem lo yavo lahem bekal Hashem lo yavo bekal Hashem says Jews and chutzlars are not called kahal but they're called kahal Hashem because kahal Hashem means whoever does mitzvos of Hashem. Okay, so our sugya is only not kahal but kahal Hashem is different. His second answer is that really Jews and chutzlars are called the kahal. It's we only learn from here only to parhel and davar shel tzibur. Why? Because Chazal said of course, all Jews are called the Kahal, but there's a Remez in this Pasuk in Melachim. So it must be that there's one purpose where Jews and Chutzlars are not called the Kahal. And that must be Parhelim Dover. Why would that be the one purpose? So he says, because Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur is about Vinelam Dover, right? Yishku is about not being wise enough to know the truth. And Avir to Eretz Yisrael Machim. Only in Eretz Yisrael are you really smart and you're knowledgeable in Torah. So therefore, the Helam Dover only depends on the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, those are the two answers of the Urayim. Fascinating. Again, either Kal Hashem is different from Kahal, or it's only a din in Avir to Eretz Yisrael Machim. Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael who should have been smart, they count. I thought that there was a much simpler answer. Which is based on the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos in Bechoros. What does the Rambam say in Bechoros? He says that smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's not his chiddush in the Pirush Mishnayos in Bechoros. Everyone knows, the Gemara says, many places. But why is smicha only in Eretz Yisrael? No hint of this in the Chumash. So says the Rambam, l'fi shebnei Yisrael, l'mishenu kohen kol, because only bnei Yisrael are called a kahal. V'Hashem Karam Kala Kahal V'Filo Yisar Achadim Ve'in Choshen Mishidot V'Choshen Mishidot V'Barni Horios says, because in Horios only the Jews in Israel are called the Kahal, no matter how many of them there are. Jews in Chotzarot are not called the Kahal, no matter how many of them there are. What is the Rambam saying here in this Pirush Mishnayis B'Choros? I think it's important to notice. It has nothing to do with the word Kahal appears in the Pasuk. There is no word Kahal by Smicha in the Pasuk. Right? It's not about the word Kahal. The Yerim is saying, it's about the word Kahal, and then he gets into trouble and he has to try and answer it. No, the Rambam would never have the Yerim's question. It's not about the word Kahal. He's expanding it to Smicha. He's learning from Horios to Smicha, even though Smicha doesn't have the word Kahal. So what is it? What's the point? So I think the point is clear. There are mitzvos that apply to the Yechidim, and there are mitzvos and dinim that apply to the tzipor, right? There are dinim mitzvos that apply to the yechidim, such as not marrying a mamzer, nepsuadak, and kroshach, and amoni moavi, and mitzri adomi, etc., such as keeping Shabbos, such as eating kosher, many other hundreds and hundreds. And then there are mitzvos that apply to the kahal, such as binyan beis hamikdash, such as the mitzvah of minoy melech, such as parhel and darshal tzibur, and such as smicha. Right? Smicha is an expression of the kahal. Smicha is something communal. It's not something personal. Now, maybe that's a chiddush. You could have said, no, smicha is the personal business of the somech and the musmach and about their personal relationship, but that's not true. Smicha is appointing someone, right, like Moshe to Yeshua, appointing someone to a position of communal authority. Right? So I think the Rambam said, Pasha, when we say kahal shebo chutzlaretz lo kahal, we know the individual is the same Jew, whether he's an Eretz Yisrael or chutzlaretz. Okay, maybe he has higher ruchnis than Eretz Yisrael, but that doesn't come up in halacha and shas. The individual is the same individual, but if we're talking about being part of the tzibur, if you're talking about the kahal, the national aspect of being a Jew is an individual Jew wherever he is, but a Jew is, obviously he's part of the Jewish nation wherever he is, but he can act as part of on behalf of the Jewish nation. He can represent the Jewish nation only in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is where we express our, not nationalism, it's a bad word, it sounds secular. We don't believe in secular now, our religious nationalism. Eretz Yisrael is where we are a kahal. There's a famous Avni Nezer who says, in Eretz Yisrael we're guf echad. What does he point out? What is unique in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the whole machlokis, the Yehuda and the Chemya, do we have arvos for things we know about, things we don't know about, but all Tanaim agree that some degree of arvos only started when they crossed the yard into Eretz Yisrael. Why do we have more arvos only in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Chutzlaretz we're more individuals, and individuals have less arvos. Everyone has to do the right thing himself. In Eretz Yisrael we're more of a kahal, we're more of a tzibur. The Avnei Nezer says we're guf echad. If we're more of a kahal, then we're responsible for one another, not just for ourselves. And I think that's pashup shot in our Gemara. Not like the Urayim, like the Rambam hints at. Jews everywhere consider a call for individual dinim, but only in Eretz Yisrael do Jews represent the kahal for national communal dinim. Harhelim Dover is a matter of whether the nation sinned or not. That only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael represent the nation. Others are also part of the nation, but they don't represent the nation. And smicha is a position of national authority. It's not just your personal knowledge. It's not just a certification that you are a smart guy. It's giving you a national role. And therefore, it can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. I think that's shot in the Rambam.
What about mitzvahs like if a father is from Israel, he was on the seaboard, that's on Eretz Yisrael? Or hearing the Shavua, Kriyat, the Torah,
Okay, that is a great question. Now, there may be difference between, first of all, Dorje Kriya Satora, there may be a difference between Tzibur and Tzibur. When I say Tzibur, I mean the national Tzibur, not necessarily the minion. The minion might be different. The Bris Mila is interesting. One would have to investigate, who that's really chal and why, so I'll leave that but sort of in for now. Okay, let us move on then in the Gemara, and I will try to come back to talk about the borders issue, Levo Hamas and Nachum Mitzrayim, as opposed to other potential places you could have drawn the line in Elul.
So what did you say about the Rambam? He doesn't use the word kahal.
For the Rambam, the word kahal is not what's important. It doesn't say kahal by smicha. It's the idea of kehilatiyut that's important. It's the idea of nationalism versus individualism that's important for the Rambam, because there's no word kahal in the pasuk by smicha. It's the idea of kahal that's important. That, I think, is the chiddush that the Rambam sort of slipping in here, without a lot of fanfare in the Pirush Mishnayis B'Choros. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. The Gemara now has all kinds of sveikos about funny cases of hora. Pshita, merubim v'nismatu, hainu plugged to the Rishim Rabbanan. Merubin benismatu, if most of the Jews did the Aveira, so you'd be chayav parlam dov shel tzibur, and then they became the minority. How did they become the minority? Because some of them died, and then all of a sudden they're only a minority who had sinned. You can also say other people were born, maybe. But whatever the case is, the population changed. 50.01% of the population did the Aveira, and then by the time they realized, there were only 49.99% of the population. So, what is the din? Hayinu plugta Rav Shimon Rabbanan. That is the machlokas later on between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan on Daf Yudav and Aleph about the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi. The basically a regular guy sinned and gets appointed a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi. When he said regular guy sinned, he should have brought a Kispa or a Seira. When he becomes a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, if he's a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a Par. If he's a Nasi, he has to bring a Seir. Right? Either way, it's not the same. No overlap. There's no common denominator of the Karban. So, do we go by when he sinned or when he realized? Chata or Yediyah? So, the Chachamim say you go by Chata since he sinned as a commoner. Better word than regular guy. Since he sinned as a commoner, he brings a chatas yachid kisbor seira, and Rabbi Shimon said he is potter. So likewise here, they sinned as a parhalim dover, and then by the time they realized it was no longer parhalim dover, so their abundant should say go by when you sinned and bring a parhalim dover, and Rabbi Shimon would say no, you can't be chayv basin when you sinned and you'd be potter. Okay, that's pashut to them. Now, the whole machlokas be'etzem, we'll have to come back to this in Mirsa Hashem, between Rav Shimon and Chacham themselves is interesting. What's more important, the sinning or the knowing? You know, is that a, you know, is it, are they arguing about, like, what's really mechayev you the chatas? You know, are they just arguing about what determines your status? But we'll leave that for now. Maybe we'll hint to it and we'll get to it at greater length, maybe the week after next or so. But let's just follow the Gemara for now. That the question is, what about, so what did the Gemara say? What if they started as a miyot? 49.99% of the population did the sin. But before the Beis Din realized, some of the other people died, and all of a sudden they turned into 50.01%. Would they also argue, Rav Shimon would say, go by the idea, and the idea they were rove, they'd be chayiv. The Chacham say, basur the chata'a, and therefore, the chata, the remiot, they would be potter. So that's the Gemara's question. What would be? The Gemara answers, no, yediyah de lo chata mi shamisle. Whoever heard that Rav Shimon's chayv and yediyah without chata, the im came laisi kihashta. If Rav Shimon's chayv and yediyah without chata, then the commoner who was appointed should just bring a par if he was appointed going gadol, or a sa'ir if he was appointed a melech. But that's what Rav Shimon says, potter. El Rav Shimon chata fi yediyah boy. Rav Shimon is only mechayiv you if you have both chata and yediyah. That seems to be chacham go by chata. Rav Shimon goes by both chata and yediyah. So let's just write this down for a moment. Here we have a hedyot shenismane. Let's just say kohen gadol for the sake of argument. Or if they say simplicity, rather, even though it would be the exact same thing. If it was, here we have the Chachamim. Chachamim say is Chayiv Kispa or Seira, because they go by Hedyot Shechata, Benismanik and Gadol V'yoda, right? Because they go by Chatar. And Rav Shimon says Potter. Rav Shimon says Potter. Rav Shimon say Potter because he goes by, again, like the Gemara said then, he wouldn't go by Chata because then you bring a Kispa Seira. He wouldn't go by Yediyah, then you bring a Par. He seems to go by both. Only if you have both, not either, but both. And here, you don't have both because each one is like half of the carbon and they can't be mitzarif. So what about Merubim Venismatu? So here, the Chachamim would say that they bring a par helam dover because they go by chata, and Rav Shimon would say that they are potter from a par helam dover. They're potter from a par helam dover. Which could be a result of going by Yediyah, right? In Yediyah, they're Amiyat. But we know the real truth is that he goes by both, right? How about Mu'atin Vinis Rabu? So here, the Chachamim are very pasha. They say you're potter from a par helim davar because they go by chata. That's easy. Rav Shimon is the tricky part. The maskana is that also potter from a par helim davar. Why? Because he goes by both. And you're only chayim based on both chata and yediyah. And here, you might have the yediyah of a par helim davar, but you don't have the chata. However, there's a strange havamina. The havamina is that you'd be chayim of a par helim davar because he goes purely by yediyah, and he has a, you know, katza lakatza, he argues radically with the chachamim. Now, here, the only tricky part is, what exactly is this havamina? The maskana, like, the Gemara's dove in this havamina very, very simply. It can't be that he goes by yediyah. So if he went by yediyah, then he would say to bring a par, calling Mashiach here. So what's the havamina? So here we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the svara? What's the svara of the havamina? Svara... What's the svara? So one derech is Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Okay, he rejects Rashi, but first I put him on the board. Says Tosfos, Rav Shimon, Azel, Rak, Baser, Yediyah. The Havmina says Tosfos, and it says the Gemara. He only follows Yediyah. Oh, that doesn't make any sense with his original Shita. Right? It makes no sense with his original Shita if he only goes by Yediyah. Then he should have said the guy who's appointed Kohen Gadol brings a pyre. So, Tosfos does not finish up this thought, but or what you have to say is that, you're right, it wasn't really a havamina, it was more of just like exploring an incorrect possibility, which the Tosfos Rush says explicitly. I think Tosfos has to end up with Tosfos Rush. So the Tosfos Rush, you're right, they never really had a havamina. So why do they say this havamina? Okay, Livdok ba Talmidim de Rav, they were checking Talmidim to see if they thought well, because the Havmina is more for Pnei Ubay. The Havmina was just silly. And then, I think you just want to go to the Tosfos Rush, not a real Havmina, because of that. Okay, so I think Tosfos Rush is just elucidating what's implicit in Tosfos. The Havmina is that Rav Shimon goes just by Yediyah, which he can't go just by Yediyah. He can only go up this chiyuv in both chata and yediyah. And therefore, it wasn't a real havamina. It was just checking the logic to see if the Talmidim would follow the logic properly or stop talking things out or what have you. However, Rashi seems to make it more of a serious havamina. Yeah. Rashi makes it more of a serious havamina. Says Rashi. No. Rashi says more of a serious havamina. What does Rashi say? Maybe this case was different. Why is this case different? Because... Now, it's a little funny. If Rashi makes a strong havamina, then you ask, so why didn't the Gemara take this havamina seriously and explain why we don't hold like it? Okay, Rashi wanted to say there's a more serious havamina. Rashi says there really is a serious havamina. What's the serious havamina? The serious havamina is that in, let's just call these, that's easier than drawing arrows. The havmin is like this. Number one is shinoi mechiyov lechiyov. And then Rav Shimon would say potter. But in case number three, what's the havmin? It's a shinoi miptur lechiyov. If it's a shinoi from ptur to chiyov, then the havmin is... that Rav Shimon would say chayav, and it's not really such a good comparison. It's not mukhra from case one that Rav Shimon would say potter here, because maybe from chayav l'chayav he takes into account both, but from tur to chayav he only takes into account yediyah. So then maybe there really, really was a havamina according to Rashi, What would the Havmina be? The Havmina would be, I think it's not a crazy Havmina. The Gemara doesn't like it in the end, right? The Gemara is Mafrik in the end. But for Rashi, there really is a Havmina. The Havmina is, does Rosh Shimon care about both Chata'ah and Yediyah? Or does he only care about Yediyah? That depends. If Bishas Chata'ah, there's no Chiyuv that's Chal, then we still have a clean slate. And he will go just by Yediyah. But if Bishas Chata'ah, one Chiyuv was Chal, and Bishas Yediyah, another Chiyuv was Chal, then both those Chiyuv are only half, and they can't work together, so they have no overlap. Then it is puzzle. So it's not a crazy yidia. What's Rav Shimon's real shita? The real shita in the Havamina is that if nothing is chal b'shas chata'a, then he's azal basur yidia. And that's the Havamina. Since b'wate have no chiyuv, nothing is chal b'shas chata'a, so therefore we'll go by shas yidia. But if something was chal b'shas chata, then he's azal basar shnehem. Right? If something was chal b'shas chata, then you can't get rid of it. Something was half chal. If something was half chal, something else is half chal, they can't work together and there's no chiyuv. But if nothing was chal b'shas chata, then you still have a clean slate and you can be chayiv based on yediyah. So really, for Rashi, it's not such a crazy havmina.
I understand what
chata
means in case number one. In the case of the tzibur,
chata means when they do it.
No.
Why not?
Well, certainly Rashi doesn't understand.
Why not?
Because if you look in the Rashi at the end of the first column, right? That's the other case. The question with respect to the korban tzibur is that the chatah is when you count the number of people. That's when the chiyuv korban is chal. And then he says they weren't maspik to bring the korban tzibur.
No, look at Rashi in the second column. It says v'asu miyad a
kol. Rashi in the first column. Halcha nami noda lemetchel lo mismatu chayavim lo bichpar. Avli noda lem shem mismatu.
Yeah, it depends on when it was noda lem.
That's right. So noda lem.
And here also, it means that they were merubim when they sinned.
When they count the number of people.
Okay.
Before you, or when Bezin was knew that they would tell it. Because before Bezin knows that it's Torah, there's no Hebrew.
I know. They're not. They just count one Freya. Merubim v'chatu, nismatu v'yadu. I think that's clear from Rashi. They didn't count before. Okay, read the Rashi top second column again. We can fight about it later. I think that's enough to say about this for now. And now we'll go on to the very difficult part of the sukkah, which is about the different sea roofing. So let's continue the Gemara. Ibai lahu. Ibai lahu. Ho rabbeizin chilav mutter. And okay, Tosos and all the reports say they don't mean all chilav is mutter. That would be ridiculous. That would be against the pasuk. Against the pasuk doesn't count. What I mean is that some chilav is mutter. Okay, and there's all different scenarios. You could say this is a chilav. This part of the body is mutter, and that part of the body is usur. Or chilav with this kind of animal is mutter, and that kind of animal is usur. Okay, so they pasuk that some sort of chilav is mutter. But also mira kahal, and 30% followed them. V'chazru bezdin b'hem, and then they realized their mistake, and they said, okay, we're not chayav par l'davar because only 30% follow us. V'horu. And then they made the same, they passed the same mistake again. Not the same mistake in the same logic, because they already realized that was mistaken. But they had some new logic that matered the exact same chefza. Right? Let's say they're a matter. What's one of the. Tosus's examples? Maybe Chelosh al Gabi Adakin. Okay. They were matter chilav shel gabi adakin, and then they realized that was a mistake. We asked for it. Then they figured out a totally different smara that they thought was right to matter chilav gabi adakin. So they matched the same chetza to a new smara, and then v'hor v'asum yirachar, another 30% followed them. So now it's 60% ma.
Isn't there a call that one piston was usher and then matter? They can't be go usher again.
So the Meiri here asked that question. And Kitzer, either, you know, he says it's not so clear if there's a klal, but in any case, what he says is that if there is a klal, that just means they can't matter it again for the same reason, because they already matter for that reason. But if they come up with a new reason, they can be matter. And that's what he says. This is the case, they come up with a new reason. I'm Shabbat Nabi Iri Alatar. Okay, here there's a bit of a girsa issue as well. If you look in Rabbeinu Hananel has two girsaos as to what's the case. So what's the first Ibaya? Ibaya in this series. I don't mean the last series. Ibaya Aleph. So what are the two girsaos of Rabbeinu Hananel? His first girsa is not what we have. His first girsa is that Horu,
no yediyah.
There's no yediyah in the middle, right? And there's no yediyah in the middle. Let me just find it. I apologize. In 1 second. But also you need a kohol, chazru v'horu, horu. Ve'asumiyot ve'lo yadu she'ta'u ve'chazru ve'horu ve'asa miyot acher. So this is the Rach's first girsa. Meaning, there is no the yadiyah in the middle. There were just two horos. Why are they two horos? They paskin at once. Only 30% of the people follow them. The other 70% didn't. So then they came out and they paskined it again to be a fire symbol to the other 70%, convince the other 70%, and then another 30% followed them. This is a bit, and the question is whether the two horos are mitzdarif. Okay, are these two horos mitzdarif? Here it's a bit of a chiddush. It's really called two horos if you just like repeat yourself without changing your mind, or no, maybe they just came up with additional svar. First they said, we have one proof that we're right. Then only 30% of people listened. Maybe then they said, now we have one and a second proof that we're right. And another 30% of the people listened. And what's the suffix? The suffix is ha'em beis horaos mitzdarfin. But why? What's the point of this girsa? If there was a yediyah in the middle, then avada they wouldn't be mitzdarif, according to this girsa. Right? Aval, yediya, vadai, mechalelos, right? Yedios, mechalkos, is lashon in Shabbos increases. If there's a yediya in the middle, then for sure split it up. There's a yediya in the middle. You can't be mitzaref before you made a mistake and then you realized. You can't be mitzaref that's making another mistake and realizing it. There are two different mistakes. Here, it's one mistake that was taught twice.
It closes the tick.
It closes the tick. And why would he think this? Because all over Masechta Shabbos we paskin, Yediyah closes the tick. Like, for example, if I, nothing to do with horos or anything, right? Shigas Masa. Shigas Masa means, in the jargon of Chazal, Shigas Masa is the opposite of Helam Dover. Helam Dover means they paskin wrong. Shigas Masa means I just make a mistake. I forget what I put in the blue container and what I put in the green container. If I eat chalev, and then I realize that I eat chalev, and then I eat chalev again, I'm chayv two chatuses, because the idea is mechalik, it's two separate things. What if I eat half a kzayis of chalev, and I realize, and I eat another half a kzayis of chalev? Then it's machlok stanan, but we paskin, like the rabbin, like the chum, then it's not mitzarif. Meaning, if I do half the avera, you do another half the avera, it's not mitzarif, right? And that makes a lot of sense. Kemo shekaimalon, bi'alma, Yedios Mechalkos. Like, I think, what's the pressure that he pushes this first girsa? I think the pressure is generally Yedios Mechalkos all over Shas. It's accepted that Yedios are Mechalkos. So why should it be Nibaya here? So the answer, not only should it be Nibaya here, but based on the rules of the Masor from the Gaonim and the Rambam, the Psah, it should be Mitzarif. Okay, so that's the first girsa. However, the Rach's second girsa, and our girsa is no horu v'asumiyot v'chazru bahem v'shuv horu v'asa miyot acher. Then the suffix is ha'im right? That's clear in our lashon, right? They have a chazru bahem. And he says, shtei yedios minhu, right? Hem yedios mechalkos. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Masach Shabbos and Grisus. If there's two different yedios, then that's split it up into, as Aaron said, two different tikim, two different files, two different cases. You can't combine them. Or not. That's the suffix, according to our Yursa. And here, it's a little tricky, because you'll ask, but don't we paskin in Shas that Yedios are Mechalkos? So how come here we have an Ibaya, and we'll even end up paskin in Lechor that Yedios are not Mechalkos? Don't we paskin in Shas that Yedios are Mechalkos? So even Yedil Chatzishir. If you're a Yediya halfway through, then it's not Mitzarev to be a full Avera. Right? If I eat half a Gzais and I have a Yediya and I eat another half a Gzais, I'm a Potter. Because it breaks up into two Parshios. Here also, it should break it up into two Parshios.
Isn't there a difference? What they're bringing in a Klal is Yediya by Yochim. This is a Yediya by Yochim.
Okay, correct. So, right, you can ask. But we Paskin, the Alma. Yedios Mechalkos. So what's the suffix here? If we pass in Yedios Mechalkos, so I think you give one of two answers. Either, no, Yedios Mechalkos, Yedios are Mechalkos. Let me see. Yedios are Mechalkos within the Maisa. If I eat half a Gzayas and I have Yedia, that ends the tick and that's... That can't, Yedios are machalik the maisa. You can't make it one maisa if there's Yedia in between. But over here, we're not trying to make it one maisa. There's this 30% and that 30%. Each person is doing separate maisas. We're trying to be mitzaref people, not mitzaref masim. Yedios break up my maisa into half. Yedios don't break up the people into separate groups. You can still combine the people into one group. So one answer is that maybe Yedia mechaleket et hamaasim. Shell ish echad, and that's what we find in the rest of Shas, because we're talking about individuals. We're not talking about, but maybe, ein hayadios mechalkos es hatseiruf shell anoshim shonim. Maybe the yedios don't prevent different people from being mitzarif. Of course, this might get into the last line in our Amud. I think you'd give a second answer also, but to give that second answer, we'll have to go on a little further in the Gemara, and then come back and try to give a second answer to why there's a Havmina that it can be Mitztarif, even though they're separate Yedios. So let's leave that blank for now, and see if we can come a second answer. Let's read a little further in the Gemara. I need your help. So let's read a little further in the Gemara. Now the Gemara has another suffix. The Amtim Salomar came in the Idi Chayl of whom it's Tarei. And if you say, nah, it's Mitztarei, because after all, it's the same Chepta. Yeah, it's different Yedios, different Oros according to the other Yursa of the Rach, or different Yedios according to the second Yursa of the Rach, which is our Yursa. It's different Yedios, which seems to be most Rishon's Yursa. It's different Yedios, but it's the same Chepta, not just it's the same Chayl of the exact same piece of. I mean, same piece, the exact same part of the animal of Chaylev, the exact same type. So maybe therefore it's Mitztarif. What about then? Miat Bechilov Shal Gabi Akeva, or Miat Bechilov Shal Gabi Adakin Mahu. Hachavade came to trade Kroy Kosilo Mitztarif, or Duma came to Idi Bechilov who Mitztarif. What if they were Mora, mostly Shonim assume, since it says in Tim Salomar, they were also Mora at two separate times? You know, Vavlo Tosa says, they could have also asked the question there more at one time. What about Seraph, not just of different horos, or different ideals, but of different halachos? Did Trey cry? One pasuk has a remez to Chilav Shalgabi Adakin. One pasuk has a remez to Chilav Shalgabi HaKeva. Right? Different Dakin are these small intestines. And the Keva is the name of one of the four stomachs of the cow. I forget what the names of the four stomachs are in English. On the one hand, they're both chilev. If you ask what isra they are in the list of 613, they're both the lav of chilev. If you eat half a size of this and half a size of that, it would be an tzari. If it's all the same isra, However, it's the same Isser, but it's two different psukim, two different parts of the same Isser. So are two different parts of the same Isser mitzdareif or not? Okay, interesting question. We're not sure. That counts as one horah, so it's all chelav, or two horahs, because there are two different halachas within chelav. Let's continue. What if they were more a heter of chelav and a heter of dam, and 30% a chelav, 30% a dam? Mao hachavade came in shrei surin in who? Maybe came in any surin shavet, maybe not lo mitzdarif. Odilma came in it, maybe and surin shavet, the korbanot shavet mitzdarif. On the one hand, there are two isurim, there are two different isurim. Chelav and dam are two different ones in the list of 613. On the other hand, they're the same korban. They both bring a kisba or a seira for a yachid, and a par chatos for a tzibur. Let's continue. And then we'll get back to the Gersa issue. Avantis Womar Kavan, maybe Surin Shava, the Karbon and Shavan Mitzareif, Chilam and Dam add together the same carbon at least. Me and Bechilam, me and Babush Chavim Mahu. What if there were more two mistakes, and 30% of the people ate Chilam and 30% of the people worship the Avodah Zarah? Hachavada in Yisur and Shavah and Karbon and Shavah. Here, they're not the same Isser. Not only not the same Isser, they are not similar Isserin, in Yisur and Shavah. And they're not in the same carbon, because a yachid brings a kisba or a se'ira for a chilev, and only a se'ira, I mean, only option of a se'ira for a mozara, and the tzibur bechlal brings a par chatas for chilev, and a par ola and a sar lachatas, no overlap at all. For Avodazara, so obviously they can't be Mitzarev, two different partials. Odilma can be Karis or Mitzarev. No, maybe since they're both Chivay Karis, they both are Mitzarev. Teku. Our gear says, take it, we don't know.
How could you even think that just because of the same carbonos put different things in the start?
Good.
I love the shot.
Okay, absolutely. Hold that thought for a second. I just want to point out something technical first, and that's obviously what I'm really interested in. First, I just want to make sure we get the gear right. So, let's erase from Shimon the Chachamim. I think we can leave them in our memory for now. I don't want to erase this. First, let's just get the girsos of all the different levels, right? So, here we have, give me a second. Here we have, what's case number one? Chelev, the chelev, which is one one dim, right? One crop, right? One kra, right? I'm contrasting with two kra, equals one din. Okay. Second case we have is chelev sha'al gabe hadakin and chelev sha'al gabe hakeva, whatever you call it. I don't know. Maybe it's a, I don't know, whatever it is. I can't keep track of the names of four stomachs. This case, what does Gemara say? On the one hand, it is Isser Echad. But on the other hand, it is right. But Trey Cry, meaning there are two different dinim, or each with their own bucker within that one Isser. Okay, that part there's no Gersa problem. Number three, we have Chelev Vidam. Chelev Vidam. And number four, we have Chelev Ve'avodah Zarah. So, the question is, what's the right girsa? What's the right girsa here? So, if you look at the brackets and the parentheses, you see what was originally printed in the Gemara, right? What was originally printed in the Gemara is what was in the parentheses, right? Is what does it say here? Chelev v'dam is, so first let's do the one girsa, right? This is the girsa in the original Gemara. I don't mean original Gemara from 2,000 years ago. I mean original Gemara before the Maharsha made his emendations, which the printers put in this Shas, right? Original Gemara. Yeah, who knows? That's what they're arguing about. The original Gemara before the Maharsha. Right? So, what does he say? Chelev Adam is Trey Isurei, but Isuran Shaveh, and Karbanan Shaveh, right? That's what we would have if we read what was Obdilma came in Isuran Shaveh, the Karbanan Shaveh, and Shiloma came in Isuran Shaveh, Karbanan Shaveh. And Chil Barur Zara was Ein Isuran Shaveh, the Ein Karbanan Shaveh, but they're both Karis. And then we have the Marsha's Girsa, right? That's what it says on the side here someplace. If you're looking at Resource of Shas or wherever they put it in my Ozva Hadr, it says something, the Maharsha emended Maharsha. The Maharsha emended our Gemara. What did he change it to say? That it's Trey Isurei. The Ein Isuran Shaveh, but Karbanan Shaveh. Because they're both the regular katas. As opposed to this case, which is Ein Karbanan Shaveh, but they're both Karis. Okay. Why did the Maharsha change the gears? Okay, this all has to do with what it means that Isurin Shaveh or Ein Isurin Shaveh. What is Shaveh? What does Shaveh mean? Is the question. Give me half a second. Here we are. What does the Tosos Rosh say and the Rabbeinu Chananel say? What does Shaveh mean? Tosos Rosh and Rabbeinu Chananel says, what does Shaveh mean? Shaveh means Aser Ba'achila or Aser Ba'cholos Asuros, Iser Achila or Iser of Avoda. In which case, Chela V'Dam are Shaveh. The Tosos Rosh and the Rach have the original Gersa printed in the Gemara. What does Iser and Shaveh mean? Shaveh means both Aser Ba'achila. And here Ein Isur and Shaveh, because they're an Isur Achila and an Isur Avoda. So Shaveh means same action. If Shaveh means same action, then Chelev and Dam are Shaveh, and Chelev and Zara are not Shaveh. Same action, and that would be, who holds the Gersa of the original Gemara? The Rach and the Tosos Rush, who both say this. Tosos Rush then actually adds, you could have actually put something in the middle. How about Isur, Ein Isur and Shaveh, v'Karbanan Shaveh? How about Chelev and Arayos? Ein Isur and Shaveh, different Maisim, but Karbanan Shaveh. Okay, why didn't the Gemara put it in the middle? They decided they didn't. How does the Maharsha know to change our Girsa? Because if you look at Rashi, how does the Maharsha know to change our Girsa? If you look at Rashi, Rashi is different Pshat and Shaveh, says Rashi. Now here it's a little tricky because the Dira Maskels of Rashi got messed up a little because of the Gersa and the Gemara, right? The Maharsha had to do some detective work, but the third to last Rashi on the page came into Trey Surin Ninhu. The Chelev in Shaveh Bekol, the Chelev Chaya Mutter. Chelev does not apply to everything, because Chelev is only Usher and Mehema. Chelev Chaya, or Oph for that matter, is Mutter. But Dam is Usher, even in a Chaya. And therefore, Chelev and Dam. Now, why is Rashi throwing this in? That's not a perish on the words Trey Surin Ninhu. Trey Surin Ninhu doesn't mean whether Usher and Chaya in a Chaya or not. It means Chelev and Dam are two different Surin. So the Maharsha says, obviously, Rashi had the Gersa that the Maharsha stuck into the Gemara, that they're Trey Yisurin, the Ein Yisurin Shaveh. And that's what Rashi was really trying to explain. How is Chelev and Dam Ein Yisurin Shaveh? Don't say they're two Yisurin, because that's Trey Yisurin. It has to be another way than Ein Yisurin Shaveh. So, Ein Yisurin Shaveh, for Rashi, right? I mean, I'm not telling you, the Maharsha tells you to take some Rashi. I'm not figuring this out. Maharsha did all the detective work. And he says, therefore, Ein Yisurin Shaveh, not about the Maaseh. Not about the Maaseh. But about the Chefza it applies to, right? Chelev and Dam already not Shaveh. Why? Because Chelev Chaya is Mutter, but Dam Chaya is Aser. And therefore, it's already, that's Ein Yisurin Shaveh. By a chilum zarev, they use shurim shava. One is about an oil, and one is about an animal. But even chilum adamer, they use shurim shava, and that's why the marsha is magia our gemara. Okay, I'm not going to make a bigger deal of this. I guess you know one could ask, like, what's more important about determining, you know, what the essence of a mitzvah is, the chetz it applies to, or the vice that you do. But I'll leave it at that. Now I want to get to the more interesting question, which is really Morty's question and all the Achronim's question as well. One second. The yes. So, first question is how, I think this is Morty's question, how do you bring a korban based on half chaylev and half dam? Is that what was bothering you?
How you can even think that that the korban, I mean, because I was asking, on Malachi Shabbos, you can forget that this is usher and you forget that is usher. You bring the same korban, but it's not mitzar. You bring two separate things.
It's not right, exactly. Two different yisur are not mitzar. Mela chaylev and chaylev, maybe we can get away with. Maybe. Even that's not so kosher. After all, in Shabbos, Katsira and Tchina are two separate things. Okay, but if you want, you can say Chelev and Chelev are more similar in Katsira and Tchina. But you know, how do you mitzaref two different Isser into a carbon? We never heard of a carbon has to be for one Isser, right? That was Morty's question, basically. How do you mitzaref two different Isser into a carbon? Right? Very, very strange. So, here's the question. Question is, how can we even think that two different Isurim are mitzarfin? After all, different Isurim are never mitzarfin to a Torah, to a Karban in Kula Zarakula. No one thinks by half a Chayis of Chilim and half a Chayis of Dam that I bring a Karban. And likewise, no one thinks, you know, k'zayis of chilim, k'zayis of dam, I bring one carbon, I bring two separate carbon. They're two totally separate parshios. How can two different sins be mitzarif for a carbon? A carbon has to be on an aveira.
When you bring a chatas, it doesn't have to be on a specific aveira.
It does.
Then you have a problem.
Exactly. A chatas has to be on an aveira. So what's pshat? That's the question. What's pshat in the havmina? And keep in mind, it's not just a havmina. The Rambam has a mesora. Then when everything where it says in Timtzel Lomar, that means we paskin like what we were in Timtzel Lomar in. So since this is a chain of 40 bios, the fourth one, that's a mess in the Rambam, right? But it's if we just had the Gemara, the fourth one is a teku. But the first three are nifshat, which way? Are nifshat to their mitzarif. So how are we mitzarif? A carbon has to be on an aveira. Here the carbon is not on chelim and it's not on dam.
But mitzarif means that it's basic.
Aha. So what do you mean by that? It's Bezdin Chelev or Bezdin Dam?
It's Horad.
Okay, good. This is where Rav Lichtenstein said, you know, they published Rav Lichtenstein's Shiur on Horius. Rav Lichtenstein said, we see from here the Parhelim Davar is not really, he has a big Kiddush, is not really parallel to the other, is not really parallel to the other Karbanos, to the other Chatos. The other Chatos are for a specific Maisa Aveira. The Parhelim Davar is not for a Maisa Aveira. The Parhelim Davar is for the Krisat HaMa'arechet. Is for the Beis Din malfunctioning. Whether the Beis Din malfunctions in Dam or in Chelev, it's not for the eating of Chelev, it's not for the eating of Dam. It's for the malfunction of Beis Din.
It's a Tosfos HaRosh quote. Isn't that this?
What does Tosfos HaRosh say?
Maybe I misquoted it.
It's a fake sphinx. Maybe you misquoted it. Maybe you quoted it accurately. Maybe they misquoted it. Right? So therefore, the Ramah writes in Siman Kuf Yud that this fake sphinx, you don't even have to try to be Mavarer even if you can, so I don't even have to look. I just say fake sphinx. It's not true. Achmatosis Rush. Which, this one?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he means. Okay, we can quibble later. But the that's what Lichtenstein says. Answer one is, Rav Lichtenstein says, okay, it's about time I quoted the Shiurim here. I might have quoted it beforehand. Okay, lo mishaneh. He says, the parallel dover, it's a big kiddush, is not for the aveira, not for the aveira of the tzibur. And yes, what aveira did the tzibur do? But for the malfunction of bezdin. And therefore, bezdin malfunctioned if they got rove tzibur to do the wrong thing, whether the rove tzibur did the same wrong thing or did different wrong things. It's still a malfunction of bezdin.
According to that, you could say that the tor of the yachid is based on the kampara of the tzibur. So how are they mechaper with this?
Okay, good question. Maybe you wouldn't say that, Saad. Okay. So, the par helam davar is not for the Maisa Aveira, but for, he has a nice way of putting it, or the, what was the phrase he used there? Likoy Hamaurus, the darkening of the right, the Likoy Hamaurus. I don't know how to translate to English. What? Yeah, I know, but that doesn't translate. No, I know how to translate it literally. I just don't know how to translate it in the way that you know, with all the different levels of meaning that it has here. But for the malfunction of Bezdin, and therefore, even if there are two different Aveiros, they could be Mitzdarif, and we'll Paskin, they are Mitzdarif, right? They could be Mitzdarif, Chilu and Dap, Mitzdarif, because it's not about the Aveiro, it's about the malfunction of Bezdin. Tremendous fish. Not necessarily, especially if you see the Rambam in part of the base of a Chalif. Okay, it's always a good way to answer the question. Now you feel like you can't say anything because. All right, it's a good tactic, huh?
So by going through all these four steps, what are we saying? We're trying to define when is a.
Yeah, we're trying to figure when it's one malfunction and when it's two separate malfunctions.
So we get down to Avodah Zarah is different.
Yes, why? Because since the Torah puts a separate carbon, that must be a separate kind of malfunction.
Okay.
And also the taker. Okay, that is one possibility. However, if you looked in some of the Makoros we have here, particularly in the Merkavas HaMishnah and others, here I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not going to start saying what the problems of the Rambam, what they're answering. I'm just going to say they're answering something even before we get to the Rambam. They're answering something which they didn't ask, or they asked implicitly rather. Says the Merkavas HaMishnah and others. He says, what do you mean? There's no havmin that it's mitzdarif. That's ridiculous. There's no havmin that you could really be mitzdarif, chelem and dam, to bring one karbon. That's impossible. You can't bring one karbon of chelem and dam. And the truth is, Rav Chaim, he's not so mefurish by chelem and dam. He's mefurish by chelem and rodazara. But he certainly leaves open the possibility. That also chelum and dam, there's not really having your mitzdarif. So what can you say? Okay, but this is very refreshed in the Merkavas HaMishnah and others. But you get the svara. What is he saying? He's saying you misunderstood the whole Gemara. You thought they're talking about mitzdarif to bring a karbon? No way they're talking about mitzdarif to bring a karbon. How can you bring one karbon for half of two aveiros? One karbon has to be for one aveiro. Of course they're not talking about bringing a karbon. Okay, yesh la'ayin already, you know, in number one, number two, number three, number four, there's, you can find shitas that only number four is no happy moving the carbon, or number four, number three, or number four, number three, number two. You know, but what's the yesod? The yesod is no. There was never a havamina. I'm going to make myself some room. Never a havamina of tseiruf lechayim parhelim davar. That was not our suffix. You thought we were toying with mitzdarif to bring a parhel and davar? Well, yeah, I thought so. That's the pashuk shan in Gemara. No, there's never having a tziruf lahavi parhel and davar. Then what's the question of tziruf if it's not to bring a parhel and davar? It says pashuk you don't bring a parhel and davar. Because how can you bring a parhel and davar for two different aveiros, right? Rather, what was the whole suffix in Gemara? Not tziruf to bring a parhel and davar, tziruf to pater everyone from Machatas Yochid. Pashot She'ein Hatzibor or Bezdin Mivim Par. Hasafek Hu Ha'im Mitztarfim Liftor Kol Yochid V'Yochid Me Chiyov Chatas Yochid. That's the Safek. This is the Hakira we left off with yesterday. Yesterday being Monday. This is the Hakira we left off with yesterday. Remember the Hakira. Why does the Rabbin not have to bring a Karban? Again, we're assuming here we're not Rabbi Yehuda Nitz or Rabbi Meir Nitzan. We're not Rabbi Yehuda Nitz. That was true in the end. We don't hold Yachid Jos Boros Nezin as Pachton like the first Mishnah. No, we're within Rav Shimon. Well, we started within Rav Shimon. Now we're within Stam. Yochid is chayiv. The question is the Rabbim are Potter. Remember our two tzgadim, why are the Rabbim Potter? Are the Rabbim Potter because they're Yotze with the Par Hillel Dover? Or are they Potter because when there's a parsha of Chet Zebra, there's no parsha of Chet Yochid? This becomes a Mishnah only works when the second side of the Chakira, right? This only works Lefi Tzad Hasheni Shel HaChakira. That was in Shir 5. From the Chakira from Shir 5. What do we mean? What we mean is that, let's repeat the Chakira. Lama harabim piturim mechatas yachid im bezdin or tzibur, right? Mevi. Par Helim Davar. And remember, we had that suffix. One side of the suffix was, and wait, this is the note of Yehuda said it beforeish, but this is really Pshuta Shal Mikra. Right, okay. The Ali pointed out the Reed Lunil said this here. I think this one derech was, we call this the note of Yehuda, because they are Chayav, but they're Yotze with the par. And the other derech, which we call the Chazan Ish and the Grach, and you can call them a Kavis HaMishnah and the Ur Sameach and all these acronym here, is that no. They're really Potter. Because the Parshas Chatas Yachid doesn't apply b'makom sheshayach parshas chatas tzibur. Remember, we had that chakira. So now, if the only reason the yechidim are each potter is because they're guilty of the par, then everything I've said here doesn't make any sense, right? Then you can't say the above answer. You can't say, there's no havmin to be chayiv and tzarif to a par. There's just tzarif to potter everyone else. If you're not bringing a par, you don't potter everyone else, because the only reason everyone else potter is because of the par. But then, nicha, she, pashot, de'ein mevi'en par. V'hasafek hu, Ha'im mitzdarfim l'cha... What's the... Whether you mitzdarfim to a... Ha'im mitzdarfim lomar sheshayach kan parshas chatas tzibor ela She'ein Mevi'en Par. Meaning, what's the suffix? So it's a vada, they don't bring a par. How can you bring a par for not having one Aveira, for coming to two Aveiras? What's the suffix? On the one hand, maybe, it's not even the parsha of Chatos. It's not a Chatos Seber. After all, it's 30% of Chil, 30% of Dam. It's a lot of Chatos the Yachid. Or no, you say maybe it is Mitzar. What's Mitzar? It's Mitzar that it is a Chatos Mitzibur. It's a chatas that tzibur that you can't bring a karban for because it's a chatas that's a kelayim of chilav and dam. But isn't it starting to be one chatas sibur? After all, what are we going to say? It is in the parsha of im koladastrol yishku. Koladastrol yishku. It is in the parsha of nelam dormei yakol. Nelam dormei yakol. However, you can't bring a carbon for it because it's a combination of two avirus. But it's still in the parsha. What's in the parsha of chatas sibur? Therefore, it's not in the parsha of chatas yachid and their potter. And that's the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is not to bring a par. The suffering Limara was mitzvah between the parsha of Tzibrin to the parsha of Yochid, and thereby exempt the Yechidim according to the second side of the Chagira.
Everyone just showing
us myself without any Mora. Or there, you know, it's called a Chatzis. Correct. Because it's only a Chatzis, no, it's only the parsha of Chatzis Nelam Dover Me'ine Hakal. If there's the, because even if every single Jew just showing us myself, there's nothing that glues that together. Only if they're all following Beth, then that glues them together. Okay, you see, that's the Chiddush here over and above what we said on Monday's shir. On Monday's shir, we said in the Mishnah, Dal and Reis, when they bring a par, that's a par shel chatas sibur, even if you sit after the par. Not such a big Chiddush. Here, all these achronim, the Merkevas of Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, have lots of achronim, by the end of the Sugya, we'll be saying, lots of the achronim are saying that a tremendous Chiddush. That it's called in the parsha of Korban Sibur, even if you're in the parsha of Korban Sibur, Bamid Ptur. That's a tremendous Lomdish Chiddush. What I have had the guts to say it on my own, I don't know. But it, you know, it explains quite a few things. It explains four things, potentially in our sugya. So maybe it's true. Let me just point out, that can also answer our old question. Even going back to suffix number one. Forget about suffix number three and four. Even going back to suffix number one, what's the havamina that we're mitzarif to yedios? Don't we know two yedios are never mitzarif in Kol Torah Kula? So you could say, no, two yedios of two actions of one person are not mitzarif. But two yedios of actions of different people could be mitzarif. Or you could answer, no. Al pi the merkeves ha-mishnah vichuli, maybe you could say that and the Hanami. Pashut. She'ein. Mitzdarfin. Beis Yedios. L'chayiv Karban. L'chayiv Par. And if I'm Pashut Yedios B'chal, because you're not Chayiv Par, you keep the same answer there. But of course we never really thought of Mitzdarf to be L'chayiv. Just push the Merkabah submission back one. Of course we never thought it was Mitzdarf to be L'chayiv. That's ridiculous. How could it be two Yedios be Mitzdarf to be L'chayiv? V'hasafik. Who rock ha'im mitzdarfim lehachil kan parshas chit tzibur v'liftor es ha'yechidim. Sorry, that says lehachil kan parshas chit tzibur v'liftor es ha'yechidim. Maybe you can go back to this case. The two yedios wants a havi in the mitzdarif. Maybe there really is a havi in the mitzdarif. Or maybe there's no havi in the mitzdarif l'chayiv. Of course they're not mitzarif for a karbon. Maybe they're mitzarif to call this the parsha of a chid sibur and pata the yechidim. And even if we don't say it there, I have no mucker here. The mekavas a mishnah and Reb Chaim sounds as well. Like, say here, what's the hadam of mitzarif chidu v'dam? Could say it's not about the sin, it's about the, you know, krisata ma'arechet. It's about the malfunction of beitin. And therefore you can mitzarif chidu v'dam. Or you say, no, we have no hadam of mitzarif to mechayiv a karbon. The only havamina is, no hadam of mitzarif to mechayiv a karbon. The only half of me is to be mitzareif, to call this a chet zibur, to call this a koladasrol yishku benel and dar meini akohol, and kaka, technically you won't bring it par. But still it'll be in the parsha, and therefore you will still pater the yechidim.
So it comes out that you still don't have an answer according to the Yehuda.
According to the Yehuda, you have to say this answer.
No, that won't work out either. That won't work out either, because well, what did the Yehuda say?
I hear what you're saying. As according to Yehuda, if it's not really being brought for the chait, how's it motzi everyone else? Unless I start to get very subtle, and then you're going to change your smile to a frown and say, you know, the mechayev is for the malfunction of Beis Din, you know, but once they bring it, so it can also be a hopper for the sins, which Oh, instead of changing smile to a frown, he changes his smile to a laugh. That's even worse. Okay, so you're right. I didn't think of that. I'm going to have to leave Pitzurki in for now. Okay, yes?
According to Rav Lichtenstein's understanding, that the problem here is Krisat HaMarecha, if there's Chazara of the Bezdin between the two Horos, is there still a Krisat HaMarecha?
That's within the chain of Spekos, and based on the at least the one Masorah that we follow, Pasnag and Timsa Lomar, we'd say, yes, it's still called one Krisat HaMarechet, even though that's a Chiddush, we'll have to say that there's, you know what, if your computer stops working, then it works again, and it stops working again, it's not coincidence. Right, there's something wrong with the computer. If it stops working, that works for a week, and then it stops again, it's all one problem. It's just sputtering. Okay, now, let's just go to the next question. The last question is a technical question that Tosos raises. Which Tosos? Tosos, the Ramaskal Vihoru in the beginning. Chelev and Avodah Zarah. By the way, Tosos is assuming that it's mitzarif l'chayiv. We see here many Rishonim assume that it's mitzarif l'chayiv, right? What does? Let's just make this next question. Question. What's the question of Tosfos? Hold on. What's the havamina? You see, this question is assuming, not like this, Rekhav Samishnah, Udibay. What's the havamina to be mitzarif chelav and dam? What are they going to bring? Again, pretend you didn't know what all the achronim are mechadish, right? You still think we're going to get mitzarif to bring a carbon. Which carbon? 30% chelav, 30% avodah zarah. Do they bring a par chatas? Or do they bring a par ola and a sar chatas? What do they do? And Tosus doesn't know. Sar chiyan, could they bring both or not? And if not, what does that mean? Right? So certainly, and what's the tzeiruf, right? Here's Tosfos' question. If chelev v'avodah zarah are mitztarfim, then what carbon do you bring? And Tosfos is just not totally comfortable with any of the answers. Let's explore the different answers to which carbon you bring. Tosos brings up as a havamina. Tosos brings up as a havamina. The Meiri also quotes this as the Ish Omrim and the Chazan Ish, which I didn't put on the Makoros. He also likes this. Right? Tosos brings that as a havamina, as a possibility. So one answer is Tosfos, Mistopkin. And the Meiri quotes this, B'shem Yesh Omrim. And the Chazan Ish actually thinks this is Pashup Shat. If you want to look it up, it's in Simon Yud Dalid. Sif Yud Aleph in the Chazan Ish. I'm sure you can find other Rishonim also, maybe if you looked a little harder. Yeah. What does he say? He says you bring both Karbanos. Yeah. Okay, this is a big finish. You bring both Karbanos. Right? What's Pshat? Pshat is that the Mitzarif to be Mechayiv. You have a Chiyuv here. The Chiyuv has two elements. If the Chiyuv has two elements, you have to be Mechaper in both elements. And therefore, you have to bring the carbon for Chelem and the carbon for Avodah Zarah. It's a big Kiddush, because we would have said, it's half and half. How can you bring a carbon for half? How can you bring carbon for half? It says, no. They're Mitzarif to be a full Mechayiv. Once they're a full Mechayiv, each part of it is a real Mechayiv. It's like if someone's saying Androgynous is a full man and a full woman. He's only one person. It doesn't matter. Once he's a person, then once we need the politically correct pronouns for this. Right? There's a reason they invented that. But I'm not holding enough. I don't live in California. I don't even know the pronouns. Once, insert politically correct pronoun, is a real person, he can be two people. Obviously, he's not two people, but the point is, he's a real person, he's a full person, he's a full person who's a man and a woman. Therefore, he's a full man and a full woman. How can he be two people? It's not that he's two people, it's that he's fully both. Likewise here, it's fully a Mechayiv of Chelev, and it's fully Mechayiv of Avodah Zarah, and you end up bringing both Karbanos. Big Chiddush, tremendous, it's a big Chiddush, because L'maisa is still only 30%, but That's what you have to say. You have to say somehow it combines to be a full Korban Tzivar while retaining both identities. Right? Both. And what's the Svara? The Svara is Kevan Dimitzdarfim Yesh Kan Chet Tzibur Shehu Gam Chelev V'gam Avodah Zarah. Don't say half Chelev, half Avodah Zarah. Say, it's Mitzaref, now it's a Tzibur. The Tzibur did Chelev, yes. The Tzibur did Avodah Zarah, yes. Hey, the way the Chazan says, each one helps the other. Okay, that's one Svara, but you see it's a very subtle Svara. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is the Shita of the Me'iri.
The opposite.
The Shira of the Me'iri, Shita of the Me'iri, although I don't like the Svara of the Me'iri. Okay, whenever you don't like the Svar of the Me'iri, you have to be Samachan. The Rav never liked the Svar of the Me'iri. Yeah. But what does the Me'iri himself say?
Because he quotes the Ravid, so...
Yeah, but this is not the Ravid. This is the Me'iri himself. Oh. Says the Me'iri, they only bring a parchatas. Meaning, the carbon for Chelev. And not the carbon for... Only the par, only the par. What's the Svar, only the par? How do you pick? Right? What gives you the right to discriminate? The Me'iri says one svar, and I want you to tell me better svar, and then I'll tell you where I read that. The Me'iri says one svar. He says, you know what? Because a chelev would be a par. A vodazar would be a par and a sa'ir. So either way, you have to bring a par, so bring a par. Sounds good, except that the chelev is a par chatas. A vodazar is a par ola. So is there really a tzadah shavet, a par? You thought chatas and ola is what's more important. So apparently, that's why I don't love this for the Me'iri. It sounds good if you don't think too hard. Yeah, par versus par versus sawyer, so bring at least par, right? The problem is, it's two different pars. A par ola and a par chatas have nothing to do with each other. You have to say some crazy chiddush. He thinks no. And this is a crazy chiddush. This is more of a, like a tamura kind, ila kind of chiddush. Meaning, when we bring the a joint chatas and ola, there are many cases by the way we bring a joint chatas and ola, right? All the zugot of bird carbonos are joint chatas and ola. And even besides the bird carbonos, the yoledes brings a joint chatas and ola. And then there are others who bring tripartite carbonos, but we're not going to get into that now. But we do find a joint chatas and ola here by yoledes and by a carbon ola viyared who brings two birds. And we also find a joint chatzanol as part of tripartite carbonos for various other cases. It's not that the ola and the chatas are two totally different things. It's really like one big parsha of chatas that includes an ola within it. And really, even the par ola, since it's part of a zug of ola chatas, is part of an identity of a chatas. The ola is tuffel to the chatas, which is not crazy to say. I mean, you bring these things for sins, right? The ola is tuffel to the chatas, and therefore it's not really a par ola separately, a sar chatas separately. It's really a par sar chatas, some of which becomes an ola. In which case, there's a par chatas on both sides, a common denominator. It's a big chiddush, no? Big chiddush, no? So what's the svara? The svara is, says the Me'iri, shnehem chayavin par. And we just said, but who cares? They're both chayav par. And one is chatas, one is ola. So either you have to say the Me'iri was just being silly, or better, say no, the Me'iri had a deep lundus in dual carbonos, in zug carbonot of a zug. Whenever you have a chatas and an ola, it's really a chatas, part of which is brought as an ola. And therefore they both have a par chatas in some deep lundus sense. It's a big finish.
Counter example is the Musaf Shabbos as opposed to Musaf.
Okay, I'll say I'm only talking when you bring it for a sin, not the Mo'adim. But okay, fair enough. Could you have given a better svara of why you should just bring the par for Chelev? I thought a better svara, and I found it in Stifler.
More general, there was no others.
After all, let's think about it. One parsha is one parsha for Chelev. What's it for? It's not for Chelev. It's for Isurei, Chayvei, Krisos, and the other parsha for Zara. Okay. Is Chivei Krisos part of Avodah Zarah? No. Is Avodah Zarah part of Chivei Krisos? Yes, Avodah Zarah is also Chivei Krisos. After all, doesn't the Gemara say Idvi Dikaris? That's the Tzad of the Gemara, Idvi Dikaris. What does that mean? We thought that Tzad Idvi Dikaris is, there's some Tzeref between them, because they're both Karis. Maybe the Tzad of the Gemara is really, they are the same carbon. Why? Here's two ways to look at it. The Torah says, if the Torah had stopped, let's say there would be only shlosha chumshei Torah, or it would be shlosha shlishei Torah, right? A chumash called a chumash because it's a chumash. There would be only shlosha shlishei Torah. It would end at Behar Sinai Biad Moseh, the end of Bichu Kosai. What would it say? It said, all chayvei kareis bring a parhel l'davar shel tzibur. Avodah Zarah would bring a parhel l'davar shel tzibur, right?
Yeah.
Right? If, if we were alive, assuming chronological order, if we were alive in the days before they sent the Baraglim, we would have said, Avodah Zarah bring parhel l'davar shel tzibur. It's for all chayvei krisos. Then the Torah comes and carves out an exception. No, for Avodah Zarah and Parsha Shlach, you bring a different karban. So now, here's how you could say, well, Igloi Milsa, that was for Chayvei Krisos that aren't idol worship. This is for idol worship. Or you say, no, that was for all Chayvei Krisos. Avodah Zarah is also Bechlal that, except that Avodah Zarah gets another parsha which supersedes that. So isn't that it was never in the first parsha, or it is in the first parsha, but that parsha is superseded by the second parsha? If you say Avodah Zarah is in the first parsha, it's just superseded by the second parsha, and that's what the Gemara means by Idivid Kares. It's not a crazy spar. Avodah Zarah is also Chayv Parhel Medaber, except for the fact that you bring this other carbon instead. And if you don't bring the carbon instead, Avodah Zarah still defaults to Parhel Medaber. Avodah Zarah is Bechlal Parhel Medaber until it leaves that parsha and goes to the parsha of carbon Avodah Zarah. But since you can't bring your carbon Avodah Zarah, it's only 30%. Avodah Zarah is like, it has within the Chi of Parvasar. It also has within the Chi of Parhel Medaber. You don't do both Chiyuvim. But Avodah Zarah is also Chayv Parhel Medaber. Be'etzem, if not befoal, and therefore you really have 60% of your parhel dover. That is what the stipler says here. Says the stipler, Vechilos Yaakov, Baruch Shekivanti. I thought it was a good svar, and then I found it in the stipler. Finds it in the stipler. That's a good, chizuk that it was a good svara. He generally says good svaras. He says no, Avodah Zarah is also mechayev a parchatas. Bi'ikaron, right? This is a very lumdish way of thinking. It's not practically Mechayim Parchatas. If 51% of the Jews worship idols, they don't bring a Parchatas. They bring a Parola and a Sarchatas. But it's Be'etzem, theoretically Mechayim Parchatas. And therefore, you have 60% Parchatas. And what gives you the right to say just because they're all Kares, they're all really Parchatas? The Lashon HaGemara, Idividi Kares. So why do we care Idividi Kares? That means that they're both really in the Parsha in Vayikra. Until they get into the Parsha in Shlach, it's still in the Parsha in Vayikra. Okay, Davar Shayu Klav Yatsum and Klav. Well, the Kori that would be happening because in the end it's not. But Yatsum and Klav Lulamid.
Yeah, and then it brings
all of the. Okay, fine. Okay, good. Okay, now these are two possibilities. Both of these possibilities, keep in mind, the Meiri and Tosos Mesupa and the seem to assume that we're mitzarei to actually mechayev a karban, which is no, one karban or both karbanos. Okay, I haven't found anyone who says that the mitzarei to bring a parvasar, which makes sense. I don't think I should find anyone. However, what does the Meiri quote from the Ravid, which may or may not match what the Ravid writes in the Hasagos? But there is some debate what the Ravid meant in the Hasagos, but the Meiri definitely quotes from the Ravid, and this is what many of the Achronim say. Who are many of the Achronim? The Mari Korkus on the bottom of the Rambam, if you have a Frankel, the Or Sameach, the Merkevas HaMishnah, the Rav Chaim, all say in the Rambam, for reasons I'll mention in a second. Let me just write Gimel. This is the Meiri B'Shem Ravid. So, assuming the Meiri is accurately quoting the Ravid, then this shita is found in the Rishonim. Again, if we assume he's accurately quoting the Ravid, which I would do until proven otherwise. And the Mahari Korkus on the bottom of the Rambam, and the Or Sameach, and the Grach, and the Merkevas HaMishnah, and I'm sure a number of other Achronim all say Bidas HaRambam, rather. It's not Mefurish. And we'll see, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't like this. Bidas HaRambam, what do they all say? They all say that, no, if they're Mitztarfim, neither. They're not mitzdarif to b'chayv both korban as one. They're mitzdarif to b'chayv neither korban. Oh, then what are they mitzdarif for? The same long as you've been saying the whole time. The same soda answers three questions. Each of them is a question of other answers. You don't have to say it. The same soda answers all the questions. They're not mitzdarif l'chayev. Obviously you're not b'chayv. That's ridiculous. How can you think you're chayev? It's two separate things. Rather, they're mitzdarif neither. Ain sad. There's no possibility shemitz darfin lechayev ella nistapku rak ha'im mitzdarfim liftor kol yachid v'yachid al pi lomdus hanal that we already explained. If you're willing to take the second side of the chakira and, as Mati pointed out, apply it a little more boldly than just to Rabbi Shimon. Saying not only if Tzibur brings a par, does that put you in the parsha of Tzibur and Papi Yehidim? Even if Tzibur doesn't bring a par, but they were close to bringing a par, they were in the parsha but technically didn't bring the par, that also puts you in that parsha, then just say, no, the suffix wasn't in Mitzarev too. Be Mechayev a korban, based on half what is our half chela, that's ridiculous. Rather, the suffix just means Mitzarev to make it a chet Tziburi. Once it's a chet Tziburi, which again, my answer to Mati before, chet Tziburi doesn't mean a lot of people did it. It means a lot of people did it based on their common leadership of Beis Din. Because you're only a Tzibur when, in this Parsha, when you're following the Ine Harida. Therefore, it's in the Parsha of chet Tziburi. That was the suffix. Do we put in the Parsha of chet Tziburi and Papi the Yechidim? Or no, it can't be Mitzarev, and it's not a chet Tziburi, and the Yechidim are Chayev. But everyone agrees Beis Din doesn't bring any carbon because how would you know which carbon to bring? It would be half and half.
What are these cases when the Yachid doesn't bring and the Tzibur does bring more and doesn't bring exactly for kapara? Where's the kapara?
So there are many cases. That's too big of a question for me to feel responsible to answer. There are many cases throughout Shas where, for various technical reasons, a sin is done b'shogeg and no carbon is brought. And you ask, where's the kapara? So the answer is, in that case, you can't get kapara through the carbon. You have to get kapara through something else. Okay, you wait till Elul, we'll say in the Slichos. Nowadays, you have no carbon l'chaper, so instead, we have tshuva and tefillah and tzedakah and tainus and v'chuli, and yisurin l'chaper and misa merekes and v'chuli. So that's just, if this were the only technicality, I would let you attack me. But there are many, many cases where there's no kapara through the carbon, and then how do you get your kapara? I forgot whether a chelav or dam, but I know I ate one of them, shogeg. Okay, I don't bring a carbon. Oh, how do I get kapara? The answer is, I fell through the cracks. How do I get kapara? I'll have to figure that out on my own. Using my ruchnius. That's life.
The Rutsim Alephim is basically saying that the rules for parah and David and Shalchibur are completely different than the rules of all other korbanos. Because the only place where you can have such a thing is parah. So maybe you can understand Tosis in the same way as the Rambam, but the whole question of Tosis is saying you can't be Mitzarev to Korbanos. Since you don't know which Korban to bring, the default is the Rambam's position.
And that's what he means by lo. Correct. I always wondered what he meant by lo. He says, do they bring both or lo? Does lo mean neither? Does lo just mean not both? Does lo mean he's not committing himself? But I hear the title. Okay, so based on what we've seen, now we just have to, by now it's not going to be hard to answer up the Rambam anymore, but let's just chazer what we've seen. We've seen two very, very different ways of looking at this whole chain of ibayos. Are those these aren't seraph ibayos. Are these seraph ibayos about being machayev, a parhel, davar, or some other carbon zibor? Or, no, I'll be the chiddush sad of the other hakira from last time. These are not ibayos being chayev. No, vada, no one's chayev. You don't, technically, you can't be chayev for two separate things. The question is just tzeirach liftor, tzeirach to get you into the parsha of kaladasrel yishguv v'nelam dar v'enei kohol, and then technically you won't bring a karban, but if you're in that parsha, then you're not in the parsha of karban yachid. And this, if we start backwards, the biggest question was the last case. What's the having of mitzarev two different karbanos? So we had two answers. Maybe you can mitzarev two different karbanos and bring both. maybe you could mitzarif two different korbanos to bring a common denominator, either in the korban or in the sin, maybe versus the stipler. Or, no, maybe only be mitzarif liftor, says the Ravid and many achronim, says the Ravid according to the Iri, and many achronim vidas harambam. Now, if we take it back one step to chela v'dam, the classic achronim did not ask this, but we asked ourselves, since when are you mitzarif two different isurim? So either the answer is taki, here you are mitzarif two different isurim to mechayev, like the Lichtenstein, which l'chor is what? Tosos might say if that's Safek and the Chazanish and the Meir Shemish Omrem and the Meiri, you know, all those people who say you're bringing carbon, say you have to say Mitzarif two separate carbonos. Why? Okay, maybe it's about the malfunction of the system. Or you could say, no, we never had a Havmin in Mitzarif. Interestingly, the Marikorkas is Mefurish. Over here, four there's no Havmin in Chayev, but three there is. While the Marikorkas, the Merkabas Mish says, no, three also no Havni and Mechayev. How can you mitzarif two different things? That's ridiculous. Just Sirif Liftor. And I suggested maybe you could even take it back to one, where I have no Makoros on this whatsoever, but since when is there Havni Yedirs or not Machalkos? So coming out here, there's a Havni Yedirs or Machalkos. It's different than the other cases. Here we're talking about different people. Then we're talking about the same person, different eatings. Or maybe even in that case, there's no havamina to bring the carbon. Of course, the Yedios are machalkos, that you can't bring a joint carbon up to Yedios. There's only a havamina liftar. Okay, this is, now, let's just, David, I'm going to need your help. Now it should be easy enough to see what the two tzadim in the Rambam are. What's the problem in the Rambam, what the answers in the Rambam, because we've already set out the whole Gemara for ourselves. So, what the Rambam say? The Rambam, interestingly, says something that he's not supposed to say, quote unquote. Right? The Rambam paskins. Interestingly, the Rambam doesn't bring down the first three ebayos. Right. Only the fourth. But that's not a problem. Because what he's, in my opinion, that's not a problem. You know, Mari Korkas says fancier things, but in my opinion, it's not a problem, because what the Rambam says about the fourth Ibaya is enough to teach us what to think about the first three Ibayas. So that's, you know, he didn't need to, because what does he say about the fourth Ibaya? What does he say about the fourth Ibaya? He says, Ho rebezden b'chil menachalom shu motar v'achal mira kol pahem v'nodal em shachatu v'chal shubahem v'achaka chorosha v'rezar plonis muteris v'avad oso v'rezar mir achar al pihem. Right, so here he say, and he clearly has like two different yedios and chelav and zara. Vikshit starfa ochlam lo ovdim yirov, but these two meyach make a rov. Harei elam et starfim afishayis lo yedia ben tayim. They are mitstareif. So what do you say? Chelav and zara are mitstareif, even though there's yedia in the middle. If so, he didn't need to bring down 1, 2, 3. If chelav and zara are mitstareif, avad the chelav and dam are mitstareif. Kolshe obviously chelav and dam are mitstareif. And if Chelev Dar Mitzarif, Avad the Chelev Shagav Yadatim, Chelev Shagav Yakim is Mitzarif. And if so, then for sure, Chelev and Chelev are Mitzarif, was the idea of Eitayim. So the Rambam only needed to bring down the fourth. Once you pass him, the fourth is Mitzarif, it's obvious that the first three are Mitzarif, so that's not difficult. Why did the Rambam choose not to bring down the first three? You know, if he had chosen to bring down the first three, I would have said he wanted us to discuss this in greater length. He chose not to bring down the first three. That's okay, because it's so obvious from the fourth that it really does go without saying. So that's not a problem. The problem is what the Rambam's psak was in the fourth. What's the Rambam's psak? Mitzarif. What's the Gemara's psak? In four letters? Teku. Right? If the Gemara says Teku, how can the Rambam say Mitzarif? L'chora, that's the taina of the Ravid. What does the Ravid say? That's Pashup Shan, the taina of the Ravid. What does the Ravid say? He says, "Bayim lo ifshtahi." That's in Bayim lo ifshtah. It's interesting that, you know, he doesn't say before Shteku, but it's okay. Some of the Rishon will call a Teku ni Bayim lo ifshtah. That's, you know, yes.
Why can't the Rambam use some of the Kalim to Paskin a Teku, the Chumrah, or something like that?
Because generally because there's no Chumrah in Kula here. What's a Chumrah? To bring a carbon is not a Chumrah because it's a Chash Kula in Bazara. So there is no chumrah. Meaning, mitzarfin. It depends on mitzarfin.
Can you make a t'nai on the korban that you bring?
So
if I need to bring it?
No, although the Kesem Mishnah says you can. Which is the Tema Gedola. But it says the right, you buy the lifshtah, the little bezim, the little tzibur maisi. It's in Bible Lashon, and no one brings a karpa. Okay, maybe we don't have time to go into all the three different shots of the right. But that plus out of the right, it's clear what it's saying to the right. Half the apostle start from it's in Bible Lashon, it's a suffix. And what happened to the suffix? In a suffix, do nothing. Any suffix karbonos, any suffix chatos, you do nothing. Why? Because you can't bring the chatos. Because if you're not chayiv, you can't bring chatos as an adava, and then it would be chulin bazara. Okay. So the question is, what's pshat in the Rambam? Why does here we have miut b'chelev u'miut ba'avodazara? The Gemara says, Teku. All the other ones, I understand why they would start food. Because the Rambam has a Masorah, the one never says in tinsel or X, what about Y? We've answered X. The answer to X is that it's start food. But the fourth one's a Teku. And yet the Rambam writes, Mitstarfim. That is a Tema Gedola. Now, that is a Tema Gedola. So, what does... how do we answer the Rambam? So, again, this depends on the same question we asked the whole time. What is the Gemara talking about? Being Mechayav a Parhel and Dovar? Or Patrin the Yechidim? So, one derech is if we take derech one Bipeirish Ha'ibaya, which is that it's Nibaya Ha'im Chayavim Karban Sibur Olo, right? Which was the non-Mechodesh way of understanding the Sodya. Then it's very difficult. The Rambam says Mitzdarfin and you bring a Karban Sibur. But the Gemara says Teku and you don't bring a Karban Sibur. So, you have two possible answers. What are the two possible answers? Both found in the Kesef Mishnah, or two reasonable answers. What is the Kesef Mishnah's first answer? The Rambam had a different girsa. He didn't have teku. If he didn't have teku, then what? The Rambam not he yet say not only didn't have teku, but pashas. But probably have to add, and then he had ve'intim zolomer mitzarfim, and then going on to the next line. Okay, then he had ve'intim zolomer the paskinit. So that's one possibility. One possibility is, and that's what the Me'imi says for the Rambam, even before the Kesef Mishnah. One answer is, the Me'iri and the Kesef Mishnah, answer number one, is Rambam lo garas teku. And not only didn't he have the girsa of teku, but maybe he did have the girsa of Tim Salomar. Okay, I think the Kesef Mishnah says this very succinctly. Shinoscha acheres hoysel rabbeinu. Okay. Lo garas teku. The garas... V'im timtzer lomar mitzdarfin is the simplest way. Okay, so he had a different gersa, and according to his gersa, the Gemara is poshet di nivaya. So the Rambam just misunderstood the Rambam because the Rambam had our gersa, and the Rambam had a different gersa. Okay, that's making up a gersa. But, okay, could be. The second answer to the Kesef Mishnah is very peculiar. Is exceedingly peculiar. Says the Kesef Mishnah, answer number two. All right, we'll just... We have to do such cheap with the ink. Kesef Mishnah, Teretz Rishon, and others, Teretz Sheni. He says something that I don't understand at all. All the Achronim go ballistic on him. Says the Kesef Mishnah, so al karchach lomar shenuscha charis haishlar beinu, meaning he doesn't find such a nusach, but you have to say, oh, shenidchok lomar, he knows this is dachak, but I don't know if that's enough, you know. And it says, sheyisnu, not yitnu, but Yisnu, v'yomru, iman upturin harizin adava v'tzarfian. They bring it out tonight. The tonight is that since the suffix, if they're chayiv, it should be a chatas, and if they're patur, it should be an adava. This is one of the most peculiar lines in the entire Kesef Mishnah, because what do you mean a tonight that if they're not chayiv, it's an adava? There is no chatas in adava. You can't bring a chatas out tonight. You know, and all of Shas, they never know what to do if a guy's been so good to bring a chatas, and they all come up with crazy solutions or lack of solutions. It's obvious you can't bring a chatas out tonight because a chatas can't be brought as an adava. I bring a par chatas. What do I say? I say, if we're chayiv par chatas, this is the par chatas. And if we're not, then it's a chatas adava. Ain't the work as a chatas adava. What if we're not? It's an ola? That's, you know, not going to work.
Avodot Adam is different.
Avodot Adam is different, and Envy Pasi Envy and Kutsu beats up souls. So it's very strange. This really goes against all of Shas. I don't know how to defend the Kesef Mishnah. You know, you'd have to be very clever. And you wonder, it says, Oshin Nidchot Lomar. Like when he said Nidchot Lomar, did he mean, and I have every sukkah and shas worked out in my head, Bedocha, how to defend this? Or like, it's very Dochak and I don't think it's true, but I'll just, you know, throw out the possibility. I'm not sure. But this is a tema. He says, Mevian Chatas Misafek Al Tnai Dinidava. And this is very difficult because we really never heard of such a thing in all of Shas. So I'm not sure we'll just leave him and say v'nidchok lomar. We don't know how he was even nidchok lomar this.
If you learn like the first parts of the Kesef Mishnah in the Urim, then you have to explain the next question of the Gemara as being conceptually similar to these four questions.
Correct, which is far from pashut. You're just going to have to make an arbitrary assumption in order to justify that. Like, oh, well, it was just obvious that that was more separate than this, even though it's not actually on a retzef. You're right. It's, you know, or somehow you say there's no tekuah and he had some other way of being posted to the Ibaya. But that's also very difficult, right? The Kiryas Sefer suggests something. One second. Someone suggests. Okay. One second. Someone. Yeah. One second. Give me half a second. Yeah. It's difficult. Basically, you're stuck. Okay, then the Lecha Mishnah quotes in the Kiryas Sefer, the Rabbit, an even more peculiar answer. He says, well, what are the two tzadim? Either you can start if the tzibur brings, or if you're not going to start if every yachid brings. Well, better for the tzibur to bring and not the yachid to have less of a chash kulim bazar, which is also exceedingly peculiar. No, better no one should bring it and have no chash kulim bazar. Who ever heard that if the suffix chulim bazar, you bring one chulim bazar instead of 100 chulim bazars? No, you bring zero. That's all mitzvahs are saying. If you're a suffix that it might be an aver, you don't do it. So I don't understand that all. I'm not going to put on the board. Okay, this basically the Rambam is very dochuk, is very difficult. How is the Rambam machri? Unless you say another yirsa. If you say another yirsa, then maybe somehow you can figure out how to stick it in. And who knows what other yirsa you might have? But it's very difficult. The other option is, and this is why all the achronim take this option, the Das HaRambam, is to say, no, take the second derech in this Ibaya, right? Just take not the derech of Tosos and the Yesh and the Meiri and the Chazanish, right? This is the derech of Tosos, at least in the beginning, although you pointed out, you know, Meiri, Chazanish, and I'm sure we can add many other people, right? And that's also obviously the derech because of Mishnah, right? Because the Mishnah holds that derech. Now the Yibayah is about being chayiv b'tzibur, not about just popping the chidim. But you say, take the second derech. That, no, pashut she'ein karban tzibur v'yibayah ha'im ha'yechidim ar p'turim. Now the Rambam makes perfect sense. Because now, Teiko and Mitztarfim are the same Psak Halacha L'maisa. Now it makes perfect sense. Then, this is the answer three, and this is the answer of the Mahari Korkus and the Mirkevas HaMishnah and the Or Sameach, and most beloved to us, of course, the Grach, who really did get into this a little deeper than all these other Mefarshim, as hopefully you'll have a chance to mention. Then it's pashut. He says, think about it for a second. What does suffik mean? Suffik would mean, what would it mean, lamaisa? Suffik, whether the yechidim are pturim or not. means the yechidim wouldn't bring. Right? The sibur eino mevi. Eino mevi. Sibur is vada eino mevi. And yechidim ein meviim mishum safek kulin bazar. Right? The Gemara ends with a teiku. The tzibur doesn't bring, because we never had a habit the tzibur would bring. And the yachid doesn't bring, because the suffix, whether they're patur or not, whether they're patur or not, or not, so suffix and mazar, they don't bring. What does mitstarfin mean? What does mitstarfin mean? It means the tzibur ain't no mevi, because he never had a habit, tzibur maybe, and the yachidim ain't no mevium. Because they're mitzarek, the patri yechidim. I mean, if the only suffix was the patri yechidim or not, there's no question that tzibur doesn't bring. No one ever thought that tzibur would bring. That wasn't the ibaya. The ibaya was the yechidim bring. So we pass can take them. The yechidim are a suffix and don't bring. And the Rambam called that mitzarfin. The yechidim are mitzarek to tzibur and don't bring. Lemaisa, the Gemara's maskan is that the yechidim don't bring because there's a suffix. The Rambam wrote the yechidim don't bring the vaday. Okay, the Rambam's, that's not against the Gemara. The Rambam just wants to have a very short way of summarizing everything in the Gemara. So he says, what's the difference if it's a suffix or they're vaday putter? You can call a suffix putter. Many places in the Mishnah Torah, when it's a suffix, the Rambam calls it putter. According to this, derech wouldn't help. Because mitzarfin means that tzibur brings. How does that match teku? Right? What does that do? What does mitzarfin mean? What does mitzarfin mean? Translate mitzarfin. Well, according to one derech, it means that tzibur is mevi, and the yechidim ain mevi'im, and then you have a problem. How can the Rambam say the tzibur is mevi? It's a suffix. But according to the second derech, what does mitzarfin mean? Tzibur ain't no mevi, because that was never even baba fishbone, and the yechidim ain mevi'im. Okay, he just says no one brings. Suffix also means no one brings, and therefore there's no stira at all. Therefore, there's no stira. They both say tzibur ain't no mevi and yechidim ain't no mevi'im. And therefore, the Rambam is allowed to say mitzarfin. The Rambam, that's just like saying the Gemara says suffig and don't do it, and the Rambam says don't do it. Okay, the Rambam is allowed to say don't do it when the Gemara says don't do it because of a suffig. The Rambam doesn't have to write whether you're not doing it because of a suffig or because of a vaday. And therefore, there's no stira at all. And that's how they all answer the Rambam. Truth is, this, you know, if you don't want to posit a different girsa, which creates problems, they pointed out. This is the easy, that's why a lot of the Achronim are trapped this possibility for the Rambam. As a matter of fact, really, all the Achronim make this whole Tzad and Tzachira really will start from this Rambam. Rav Chaim, who starts this Chakira, the Chakira we had last time, why, when there's a par in Ledover, does everyone have to bring their own? Is it because they're Chayim, but they're Yotzei, with the par? Or because they're Potters, when there's this parsha applies, this parsha doesn't apply. Rav Chaim brings that Chakira in this Rambam. It's all about answering up this Rambam.
He's in the Kershon Shnayot.
But on the other hand, he doesn't discuss this case in the Perish Mishnah.
No, he says, you need all these Tanayim. I mean, he is discussing.
And if you don't need all these Tanayim,
if you don't need all these,
okay, but keep in mind, in this case, you met all these Tanayim.
No. You didn't need the Tanayim of this Heller. Yeah, you met all the Tanayim that the Rambam listed.
Okay. So then, according to the Perish Mishnah, the Tzibur should break. But that's Pashat not true, so obviously there's an exception. Okay, look, you know, either you have to say something really, really strange, or other stranger things in Achronim, or you have to make up a new Gersa, or you have to say this Lundus, that there's such thing as the Yechidim being Pater without the Tzibur being Chayev, based on the other side of the Chakira. And then the Rambam really makes perfect sense, and that's the main reason why everyone said this Lundus is to explain this, Rambam. So let's just review. What we basically saw is that, according to the note of Yehuda Udi'imei, the only time the Yechidim are Potter is when they're Yotzei with the power of the Tzibur. But, according to many Achronim, no, the Yechidim don't have to Yotzei with the power of the Tzibur. When the Parsha Tzibur applies, the Parsha Yechidim doesn't, they're automatically Potter. How far do we take that? We saw last time that, to explain Rabbi Shimon, Rashi and Shabbos and the Rambam, then the Rambam Rosh Hashitase would say, whenever they bring a carbon sefer, the parsha of Yachid doesn't apply, even if the Yachid is too late for the carbon sefer. Here we're going further in the Rambam. Even when they don't bring a carbon seeper, when they're in the parsha bringing carbon seeper just for technical reasons they don't, then the yechidim are still potter because you're in the parsha of carbon seeper. Here, Reb Chaim gets into trouble with a little subtlety. So he points out that there's another case of the Rambam, which is, what if Bezdin is Moreh, Rov Tzibur follows them, and then Bezdin forgets what Avera it was, with a Pele for Tam. So he says, now Bezdin can't bring the Karban, because they don't know what Avera it was. But, and therefore every Yochid brings a Karban, if he remembers what Avera it was. Okay, very strange. Why didn't the Yochid just tell Bezdin? The answer is because Bezdin doesn't certainly listen to you. Doesn't have to trust him. So Reb Chaim says, that's a little strange. In that case, you're in the Parsha, just for technical reason, Bezdin couldn't bring the Karban, because they didn't know which Avera it was, and every Yochid is Chayiv.
Okay.
And here you're saying, you're in the Parsha, just for technical reasons, Bezdin can't bring the Karban, because it's half this and half that, and every Yochid is Potter, which is, at least in the Rambam, not in the Gemara. It's not a Gemara, it's just a Rambam, a big parakut of this whole Derech. So, interestingly, the Ursa Meach, because the Mishnah, well, they just don't ask this question. They didn't think of this question. Okay, that's called Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, right? The Reb Chaim asked this question, and he, here's where it gets very subtle, and he said, no, we have to make a chiluk. In the case where Bezdin didn't know what they did wrong, then that's a fundamental problem, because there wasn't a Toset Yediyah, and then fundamentally the parsha of Karban Seva doesn't apply. However, Bezdin knows what they did wrong. It was just made up of two different things. Then, fundamentally, the parsha applies. Because there was a chet and there was a yediyah. It's just technically we can't bring a karban, and therefore the yechidim are potter. Okay, that's the Achilles heel of this Reb Chaim. Either we'll accept it, or we'll find some other way of dealing with it. Okay, I'll leave that for us to think about.
Does Derech Aleph fit in better linguistically? Mitzarif.
I would say it's the Pashup shot. Derech Aleph is the Pashup shot. Okay, but you never know. Pashup shot. You know, keep in mind, we're Orthodox Jews. Open a Chumash, right? Well, we don't always do Pashup. Our religion is not based on Pashup shot. So it doesn't necessarily have to stop us. Okay. The Gemara then goes on. It's a little tricky. Not only are you all itching to go, but I actually have another shiur at 11 upstairs. So the Gemara goes on, and maybe we'll have to see exactly what the Gemara goes on to say, Amirtz Hashem, next time. But I want to add some more. So I think I might email out a little more, but here's some makoros to start preparing for next time. If I hope I'll be able to add, squeeze. I can never add more makoros. Question will I get to them next year? Anyway, if anyone wants to hand out makoros, the we'll pick up Amir Tzashem, and we'll definitely get at least until the Mishnah on Monday, the Ezrat Hashem. And I wish everyone a good Shabbos.